I'm Devin Skeets of the Buffalo Buttes, and you are listening to the Experience Hockey Talk.
And everyone, welcome to the Experience Hockey Talk. My name is Michael Mermom, and we are brought to you by the Tilted Kilt Frederick. The Tilted Kilt Pub and Eatery, located at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland, comes at a Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Tilted Kilt Girls. For more on Tilted Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And today is December 19th. And we are going to hop right into the action, starting with December 12th with the Washington Capitals at the Tampa Bay Lightning. Your lineup was Alex Ovechkin with Nicholas Backstrom and TJ Oshie, Marcus Johansson with Evgeny Kuznetsov and Justin Williams, Jason Chimera with Jay Beagle and Stanislav Galiev, Andre Burakovsky with Brooks Like and Tom Wilson. Defensive pairings were Nate Schmidt with John Carlson, Carl Alsner with Matt Niskanen, Dmitry Orlov with Taylor Chorney, and Braden Holtby was your starter in net. And in the first period at 2:09 into the game, Jay Beagle scored his fourth goal of the season, assisted by Stanislav Galiev, his second assist of the season. Then, at 10:05 in the period, Mike Blundin and Tom Wilson were both called for 5 minutes majors for fighting, and Mike Blundin also received an additional 2 minutes for roughing. Then at 12:06, Valtteri Filppula was called for hooking, and at 19:57, Nicholas Backstrom was called for goalie interference. At the end of the first, Washington was up 1-0. Shots were 11-9 in favor of Tampa Bay. Faceoffs were 15-10 in favor of Washington. Hits were 12-11 in favor of Tampa Bay. The Caps are 0-2 on the power play, and Tampa's first power play is in progress going into the second. This was a good start for the Caps by scoring the first goal in the opening minutes of the game. The Caps' pressure created power play opportunities, however, the Caps came up empty-handed on both opportunities. Going into the second, the Capitals need to maximize on their chances. And then in the second period, at 4:47 into the period, Matt Niskanen was called for tripping. Then 11:16, Evgeny Kuznetsov scored his ninth goal of the season, assisted by John Carlson with his 17th assist of the season. And then Tampa Bay's penalty on JT Brown for 5 minute major for fighting with Nate Schmidt, who also received 5 minutes for fighting, both at 13:55. Then at the end of the second, Washington was up 2-0 over the Tampa Bay Lightning. Shots were 21-19 in favor of Tampa Bay. Faceoffs were 24-22 in favor of Washington. Hits were 25-16 in favor of Tampa Bay, and both teams were 0-2 on the power play. Now, since for the second period, it was a good period for the Capitals. They were able to extend their lead by one more goal, and for the most part, stayed out of the penalty box. The Caps going into the third need to keep their foot on the gas and keep up the pressure. And going into the third period, Evgeny Kuznetsov was called for tripping at 4:36, and then Matt Niskanen was called for tripping at 7:33. And then on that power play for the Matt Niskanen penalty, Nikita Kucherov scored his 11th goal of the season, assisted by Anton Strålman and Steven Stamkos at 8:05. At the end of the game, the Washington Capitals won 2-1. Shots were 20 for Washington and 36 for Tampa Bay. Faceoffs were 38-32 in favor of Tampa Bay, and hits were 29-23 in favor of Tampa Bay. Tampa was 1-4 in the power play, whereas Washington was 0-2. This was a horrible period for the Capitals. The Lightning dominated this period on all fronts. Braden Holtby was a huge factor in the Caps winning this game, stopping 14 of 15 third period shots and 35 of 36 shots overall for the game. On Monday, when they faced the Penguins, they better bring their A game, because in this third period, the Capitals were outshot 15-1. They took two penalties and gave up a power play goal. So going into the game against a heated rival like the Pittsburgh Penguins, the Capitals need to bring their A game. And speaking of the Penguins, on December 14th, the Washington Capitals were at the Pittsburgh Penguins, and the lineup for the Capitals was Alex Ovechkin, Nicholas Backstrom, and TJ Oshie, Marcus Johansson with Evgeny Kuznetsov and Justin Williams, Jason Chimera, Jay Beagle with Stanislav Galiv, Andre Burakovsky with Brooks Like and Tom Wilson. Defensive pairings were Nate Schmidt with John Carlson, Carl Alsner with Matt Niskanen, Dmitry Orlov with Taylor Chorney, and Braden Holtby was your starter in net. In the first period, at 3:53 of the period, Nicholas Backstrom scored his 10th goal of the season from Carl Alsner and TJ Oshie, both their 7th assist of the season. Then at 7:04, John Carlson scored his 5th goal of the season, assisted by Jason Chimera and Jay Beagle, their 8th and 5th assists of the season, respectively. Then at 13:59, Evgeny Malkin scored his 14th of the season from Ben Lovejoy and Phil Kessel. And then at 16:04, TJ Oshie was called for interference. And then at 18:56, Brian Dumoulin was called for unsportsmanlike conduct. At the end of the first, it was Washington 2, Pittsburgh 1. Shots were 15-10 in favor of Pittsburgh. Faceoffs were 11-8 in favor of Washington. Hits were 17-14 in favor of Washington. And for the power play, the Caps' first one is in progress at the end of the period, and Pittsburgh went 0-1. The analysis for that period was, this was a good first period for the Capitals. They scored 2 really good goals to start off the game, plus the fact that the defense was involved in both goals is very promising. The Caps stay out of the box, cut down on the mistakes, and exposed the Penguins' weaknesses, which were going to be very evident throughout the game, especially the fact that they're doing their first game under their new coach, Mike Sullivan, which I'll get to later in NHL News and Notes. Then the Capitals will dominate the rest of this game. In the second period, it was a penalty-filled period. At 7:53, Ian Cole was called for holding, and then at 17:25, Nick Bonino and Taylor Chorney were both called for 5-minute majors for fighting. At the end of the second period, Washington was still up 2-1, and shots were 31-24 in favor of Pittsburgh. Faceoffs were even at 25 apiece. Hits were 32-31 in favor of Washington. The Caps were 0-2 on the power play, and Pittsburgh is 0-1. This was a very slow second period for the Capitals, plus it seemed the Caps didn't play to their full potential. They relied heavily on Braden Holtby, who was a rock in net, but this type of play can't continue into the third. The Caps need to step it up in the third if they want to win the game. And then in the third period at 6:28, Brooks Like was called for hooking. And then at 8:50, TJ Oshie scored his 9th goal of the season, assisted by Nicholas Backstrom, his 16th assist of the season. And then Ole Iimata was called for hooking at 17:50. Then Evgeny Malkin was called for tripping at 18:37, which then led to a power play goal at 19:11, with TJ Oshie scoring his 10th goal of the season from Nicholas Backstrom with his 17th assist of the season, and John Carlson his 18th assist of the season. Washington would go on to win the game 4-1. Shots were 45-34 in favor of Pittsburgh. Faceoffs were 41-35 in favor of Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh outhit the Capitals 37-36. The Caps were 1-4 in the power play, where Pittsburgh was 0-2. This was a better third period for the Capitals. However, they have been giving up 30-40+ shots a game lately, so one has to think if not having Brooks or Pick in the lineup for as long as they have is affecting them in cutting down the number of shots on net. Overall, great victory, but there is still work to be done. And also, when Brooks or Pick comes back into the lineup, that will make a big difference. And with that, we are going to go to break, and when we come back, we'll be doing the NWHL report. Looking for hockey cards to build your collection, or that specific card you would like to have to get signed by your favorite player? Then I recommend Just Hockey Cards out in Silver Spring, Maryland. Donald takes good care of me when I'm looking to build my collection, and he'll help you too. For inquiries, reach out to Donald at blake4av@aol.com. That's blake4av@aol.com. And everyone, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for the Serious Hockey fans. And it is now time to do the NWHL report. The NWHL report, which is brought to you by AwesomeCon. AwesomeCon, which is June 3rd through 5th, 2016, at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center in Washington, D.C. Come see special guests like Adam West, Burt Ward, Marina Baccarin, and many others. For more information, please visit awesome-con.com. And going into the NWHL report, on 12-13, the Connecticut Whale at the New York Riveters, the Whale overcame a 3-goal third-period deficit with 2 tallies from Cheyenne D'Arcangelo, including the game-tying tally with just 9 seconds left. Kelly Stack scored the only goal in the shootout to give the Whale the 4-3 shootout win. Katya Smoltseva scored her first career NWHL goal, and this also marked the second week in a row that Connecticut scored the game-tying goal in the final minute of regulation. For the New York Riveters, Bray Ketchum scored two goals, Morgan Fritz Ward scored the third goal for the Riveters, Janine Weber recorded two assists, and Jenny Scrivens made 44 saves. And then also the Boston Pride were in Minnesota for a two-game exhibition series with the Minnesota Whitecaps. On 12-12, the Pride received five goals from five different goal scorers en route to winning the first women's professional hockey game in Minnesota. Boston would win 5-1 with goals from Hillary Knight, Brianna Decker, Rachel Lanes, Amanda Pelkey, and Jillian Dempsey. And Brittany Ott made 22 saves. Then on 12-13, the Whitecaps defeated the Pride 5-4 with goals from Monique Lemoureux, Rachel Bona, Emma Stauber, Sarah Erickson, and Brooke White-Lancet. Zoe Hickel scored a pair for Boston in the loss, and Jillian Dempsey scored a third-period tally that cut the deficit to one. After these two games, the Minnesota Whitecaps, who also played NWHL teams during the preseason, finished their 2015-16 NWHL run at 2-2-0. On 12-15, the National Women's Hockey League announced that Connecticut Whale forward Cheyenne Darkangelo has been named Player of the Week. With Connecticut trailing 3-0 heading into the third period, Darkangelo scored two goals as part of the Whale comeback, including the game-time goal with just 9 seconds remaining in regulation. Now, normally at this point, I would be introducing Cheyenne Darkangelo onto the show right now. However, due to a scheduling conflict, Cheyenne Darkangelo would not be on this week. However, she will be on next week, along with another interview with next week's NWHL Player of the Week. So stay tuned for next week when I have both Cheyenne Darkangelo and next week's NWHL Player of the Week on. Moving on, going on the 12-16, after Hillary Knight and Emily Falzer picked their first 22 NWHL All-Stars, it was the fans' turn to vote, and vote the fans did in very big numbers. Madison Packer and Morgan Fritz Ward, both from the New York Riveters, and Devon Skeet and Haley Williams, both from the Buffalo Buttes, were the top four vote-getters and had been named to the inaugural NWHL All-Star Game. NWHL fans cast nearly 63,000 total ballots, with Madison Packer at the top with 13,397 votes. Packer and Williams went to Team Knight, and Fritz Ward and Skeet joined Team Falzer. They were drafted in order that the actual NWHL All-Star Draft was done in, which was Team Knight going first and Team Falzer going second. And then going into the NWHL standings, first place is Connecticut at 8-0 with 14 points and a +12 goal differential. Second place is the Boston Pride with 5-3-0 record at 10 points and +12 goal differential. Third place is the New York Riveters at 2-5-1 with 5 points, -12 goal differential. And fourth place, the Buffalo Buttes at 1-5-2 with 4 points, -9 goal differential. On tap on 12-20 at 3 p.m., the Buffalo Buttes versus the Boston Pride at Harvard's Bright Landry Center. Wear your ugly sweater to the game and bring toys for tots. And then New York Riveters are currently in an exhibition series in Japan right now, but I am working currently on getting the coverage for that exhibition series and potentially having on Jenny Scrivens and others from the New York Riveters to talk about their time in Japan and talk about the games in Japan. So with that, we are going to go to break, and when we come back, we'll be doing more Washington Capitals breakdowns. Ladies and gentlemen, that next big convention's right around the corner, which is AwesomeCon. AwesomeCon, which is June 3rd through 5th, 2016, at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center in Washington, D.C. Come see special guests like Adam West, Burt Ward, Marina Baccarin, and many others. For more information, please visit awesome-con.com today. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for the Serious Hockey fans, and it's now time to do some more Caps game breakdowns, starting with 12-16 with the Ottawa Senators visiting the Washington Capitals. Lineup for the Caps were Alex Ovechkin with Nicholas Backstrom and TJ Oshie, Marcus Johansson with Evgeny Kuznetsov and Justin Williams, Jason Samara with Jay Beagle and Tom Wilson, Brooks Lake with Michael Latta and Andre Burakovsky. Defensive pairings were Nate Schmidt with John Carlson, Carl Alstrom with Matt Niskanen, Dmitry Orlov with Taylor Chorney, and Braden Holtby in the net. In the first period, at 2:34 into the game, Chris Neal was called for hooking, and then at 14:06, Michael Lattice scored his second of the season, assisted by Dmitry Orlov with his seventh and Taylor Chorny with his third of the season. Watched at the end of the first, Washington was up 1-0 over the Ottawa Senators. Shots were 14-8 in favor of Washington. Faceoffs were 13-8 in favor of Washington, and hits were 8-6 in favor of Washington. The Caps were 0-1 on the power play, and the Ottawa Senators did not have one. Now, since this was a solid first period for the Caps, despite not scoring, the Caps were very dominant on their power play of the period. The Capitals just need to keep applying the pressure and add to their 1-0 lead. And then going into the second period at 5:43, John Carlson scored his sixth of the season, assisted by Justin Williams with his 11th and Michael Latta his third. Then at 11:54, Matt Niskanen was called for hooking, and then Kyle Turris was called for interference at 12:20, and then at 19:11, Tom Wilson was called for tripping. At the end of the second, the Caps were up 2-0. Shots were 18-17 in favor of Washington. Faceoffs were 21-18 in favor of Washington. Hits were 14-16 in favor of Washington. And the power play, the Caps were 0-2, and the Ottawa's 0-1 with their second in progress. Now, since this was a good second period, but not a great second period, the Capitals were able to build on their lead, but at the same time took unnecessary penalties. Also, Ottawa was able to dictate more of this period than they did in the first. Caps need to kill this penalty to start the third and retake the momentum of this game. Then going into the third period, Chris Neal was called for roughing at 15:20, and Tom Wilson got a match penalty at 15:20 as well, which, noting now, going into the next game, the match penalty was rescinded from Tom Wilson's record. Then on the Tom Wilson penalty, on the power play, Bobby Ryan was able to score 15:46, his 10th of the season, assisted by Kyle Turris and Erik Karlsson. At the end of the game, the Washington Capitals won 2-1. Shots were 27-25 in favor of Ottawa, 26 apiece for the faceoff wins for each team, and hits were 25 apiece for both teams as well. Ottawa was 1-for-3 on the power play, and the Caps were 0-for-2 on the power play. This was a good overall game for the Caps, but it was not great. They almost let the game slip away when the Ottawa Senators got one on the board to cut the lead to 1. Fortunately, the Caps preserved and held on to win the game. And again, as I mentioned, with that Tom Wilson match penalty, normally that serves an automatic suspension, but after league review, Tom Wilson had the penalty rescinded and is no longer on his record, meaning that he was able to play in last night's game against the Tampa Bay Lightning, which had the lineup of Alex Ovechkin with Nicholas Backstrom and TJ Oshie, Marcus Johansson with Evgeny Kuznetsov and Justin Williams, Jason Chimera with Jay Beagle and Tom Wilson, Brooks Lake with Michael Latta and Andre Burakovsky. Defensive pairings were Nate Schmidt with John Carlson, Carl Alsner with Matt Niskanen, Dmitry Orlov with Taylor Chorny, and Braden Holtby starting in the net. And in the first period at 8:18 into the period, Alex Killorn scored his fifth of the season from Jonathan Machessault with his second assist and Braden Sherburn with his fifth assist. Then Ovechkin was called for tripping at 12:19 and Valtteri Filppula was called for hooking at 16:33. Tampa Bay entered the first intermission up 1-0. Caps outshot the Lightning 10-4. Faceoffs were 6-5 in favor of Washington and 9-4 in favor of Washington for the hits. Both teams are 0-for-1 on the power play. This was not a great first period for the Caps. They started slow and were sloppy in their own end. As a result, they're down 1-0 going into the second period. The good thing is the Caps started heating up in the later half of the period, so it will be good to see them carry it into the second period. And in the second period, Andrei Burakovsky was called for holding at 3:35 into the second. Then at 6:54, Andrei Schuster scored his first goal of the season from Nikita Kucherov. And then at 9:04, Steven Stamkos scored his 12th goal of the season from Victor Hedman and Anton Strålman, which led to Braden Holtby being pulled in favor of Philip Grubauer. Then at 13:17, Steven Stamkos was called for slashing. And then on that power play at 13:49, Alex Ovechkin scored his 15th of the season from TJ Oshie with his 8th assist and John Carlson with his 19th assist. Then at 15:53, Justin Williams and Mike Blunden were both called for roughing. And at 18:16, Matt Niskanen was called for tripping. Shots at the end of the second, Tampa Bay was up 3-1. Shots were 17-15 in favor of Washington. Hits were 18-15, or faceoffs were 18-15 in favor of Tampa Bay. Hits were 19-14 in favor of Washington. The Caps were 1-for-2 on their power play, where Tampa Bay was 0-for-2 with their third in progress at the end of the second. Not a good period at all for the Caps. They gave up two goals on back-to-back shots, being outplayed and were outshot in the second. After going down 3-0, Holpe was pulled to wake up the Caps. Getting a goal on the board is good, but the Caps need to wake up and dig deep and stay out of the penalty box in the third. And, you know, as soon as Holpe got pulled, Grubauer went in. They did draw that penalty on Steven Stamkos. Ovechkin scored the goal, but they're still sloppy, and they need to get better in that third period. And in that third period at 7:54, TJ Oshie scored his 11th goal of the season, which was unassisted. And then Victor Hedman was called for interference at 9 minutes. And then on that power play at 10:02, Alex Ovechkin scored his 16th goal of the season from Jason Chimera and Justin Williams, their 9th and 12th, respectively, for the season. Then Anton Strålman was called for tripping at 13:39. And on that power play, Marcus Johansson scored his 6th goal of the season from TJ Oshie, his 9th, and Alex Ovechkin, his 12th, at 14:16. And then with the empty net open, TJ Oshie scored at 19:35, his 12th goal of the season from Nicklas Backstrom, his 18th assist and 600th career point, and also moving him up above Michael Pavanka on the all-time assist leader board in the Cat franchise history, and Alex Ovechkin, his 13th assist of the season as well. At the end of the game, the Washington Capitals won 5-3, outshot Tampa Bay Lightning 23-19. Faceoffs were 24-23 in favor of Tampa. Hits were 32-24 in favor of the Caps. The Caps were 3-for-4 on the power play, and Tampa Bay was 0-for-3 on the power play. This was a great period for the Capitals. They woke up and they played their game. After going down 3-0 and Braden Holtby getting the hook, the Caps scored 5 unanswered goals, 3 of which were on the power play. But here is a stat worth looking at in the third period, and it's in regard to shots. The Lightning only had 4 shots in the third, whereas the Caps had 6 shots, and 4 were goals in the third. This was a great comeback win and a great character builder for the Capitals, who are now tied for first place with the Dallas Stars for the league. And with that, we are going to go on for a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be doing NHL news and notes.
Tilted Kilt girl Brittany here. Need a place to watch the game? Come to the Tilted Kilt Pub and Eatery at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Tilted Kilt Frederick, home of the world-famous Tilted Kilt girls, come to the best-looking sports pub you've ever seen for all your Washington Capitals games viewing pleasure. For more information on the Tilted Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today.
And everyone, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, serious hockey talk for serious hockey fans, and it is now time for NHL news and notes. And we start off with 12-12. The Pittsburgh Penguins announced that they have fired head coach Mike Johnston and have replaced him with Mike Sullivan. General manager Jim Rutherford stated that the primary motivation behind the change stemmed from his feeling the Penguins were not playing up to their ability under Johnston, who was 28 games into his second season. Assistant coach Gary Agnew was also fired by the Penguins. Also in 12-12, the Pittsburgh Penguins defenseman Chris Letang will miss about 2 weeks because of an upper body injury. Jim Rutherford wouldn't reveal any details on the injury, but confirmed it wasn't a concussion. On 12-12, Johnny Gaudreau assisted on TJ Brody's overtime goal to help the Calgary Flames escape a late push from the New York Rangers. The Rangers erased a 4-1 deficit with the tying goal at 18:48 of the third period to force the overtime period. And on 12-12, the Arizona Coyotes scored the tying goal with 15.7 seconds left in the third period to erase a 4-1 third period deficit. But Victor Rask scored 53 seconds into overtime to lift the Carolina Hurricanes to a 4-1 record in their past 5 games. On 12-13, Patrick Kane had an assist on a first period Duncan Keith goal to extend his Blackhawks record point streak to 26 games and help them to their second straight shutout victory. And then Patrick Kane is the first player with a point streak of 26 or more games in a single season since Matt Sundin had a 30-game point streak from October 8th to December 10th, 1992 with the Quebec Nordiques. Kane is also the first player on a defending Stanley Cup champion to have a point streak of at least 26 games since the 1985-86 season when Wayne Gretzky had a 39-game point streak for the Edmonton Oilers and teammate Paul Coffey scored in 28 straight games. On 12-14, the NHL Three Stars of the Week ending in 12-13 were announced. First star was Corey Crawford, goalie of the Chicago Blackhawks. Second star, Taylor Hall, forward of the Edmonton Oilers. And third star, Justin Falk, defenseman of the Carolina Hurricanes. On 12-14, the Anaheim Ducks forward Nate Thompson has been suspended for 3 games without pay for an illegal check to the head of Carolina Hurricanes defenseman Justin Falk in Anaheim on Friday, 12-11. The NHL Department of Player Safety announced the incident occurred at 6:25 of the first period. Thompson was assessed a major penalty for elbowing and a game misconduct. Under the terms of the CBA and based on his average annual salary, Thompson will forfeit $25,806.45. On 12-14, the Pittsburgh Penguins traded defenseman Rob Scuderi to the Chicago Blackhawks for defenseman Trevor Daley. The Penguins will retain 33% of Scuderi's $3 million salary. The interesting thing about this is that this trade was done during the Caps-Penguins game, during Mike Sullivan's debut as the Penguins head coach. On 12-15, the NHLPA and the NHL announced that Montreal Canadiens forward Zach Cassian has been returned to available status and has entered the follow-up care phase of the Substance Abuse and Behavioral Health Program. Cassian's care continues to be administered pursuant to the NHL-NHLPA Substance Abuse and Behavioral Program Health Program. Also that day, Montreal placed Cassian on waivers. On 12-15, the Minnesota Wild claimed center Jarrett Staal off of waivers from the New York Rangers. And on 12-15, the injury woes in Pittsburgh continued as goalie Marc-Andre Fleury will miss 1 to 2 weeks due to concussion. Forward Bo Bennett is out 4 to 6 weeks with an upper body injury. Bennett left the game late in the first period after being hit into the boards by Washington Capitals forward TJ Oshie. Bennett was placed on injury reserve along with Chris Letang, who is also out with an upper body injury, as I mentioned earlier. On 12-15, Arizona Coyotes goalie Mike Smith had surgery to repair a core muscle injury and is expected to miss 8 to 10 weeks. On 12-15, Semyon Varlamov turned aside all 29 shots he faced, including 20 over the final 2 periods, to pick up his 19th career shutout and backstop the Colorado Avalanche to a 3-0 victory over the Chicago Blackhawks. Patrick Kane saw his point streak end at 26 games, a Blackhawks franchise record, and the longest by any U.S.-born player in NHL history. His point streak was also the longest since Matt Sundin had a 30-game point streak with the Quebec Nordiques during the 1992-93 season. On 12-16, the World Cup of Hockey 2016 pre-tournament and training camp schedules were released. Notable dates for the Washington, D.C. area. Tuesday, September 13th, Team Finland will play Team USA at 7 p.m., which will air on ESPN at the Verizon Center. And Wednesday, September 14th, Team Sweden versus Team Europe will play at 7 p.m., also at the Verizon Center, but no TV coverage. Both games are obviously pre-tournament games, and if I can be able to go to one, I will definitely do a special for that in September when those happen. On 12-17, former NHL players Sergei Fedorov, Peter Bonder, Valeri Kaminsky, and Ville Peltonen, along with longtime NHL coach and executive Pat Quinn, were named to the International Ice Hockey Federation Hall of Fame. The induction ceremony will take place in Moscow on May 22nd, the final day of the 2016 World Championship. And I just want to say, as a lifelong Peter Bondra fan, who was my childhood idol growing up when I was playing hockey, much, much deserved for Peter Bondra, and my biggest congratulations to Banzai on going into the IIHF Hall of Fame next year. On 12-17, Ottawa Senators forward Zach Smith has been fined $2,000 as supplementary discipline under NHL Rule 64, diving and embellishment. This was his second time being penalized for diving and embellishment. First time you have it happen, you get a warning. Second time, you get a $2,000 fine. Third time, it's a $3,000 fine. And then the fourth time, you get a $4,000 fine. And then the coach starts getting fined as well. And it just keeps continuing down the line for more times you get called for embellishment during a season. At 12-18, the Toronto Maple Leafs goalie Garrett Sparks will be out until at least after Christmas after sustaining a lower body injury against the San Jose Sharks on Thursday. Also on 12-18, Chicago Blackhawks forward Marcus Kruger had surgery to repair a dislocation of his left wrist and is expected to miss the rest of the regular season. Kruger will be able to return to hockey activities in approximately 4 months, and with this timeline could potentially return during the Stanley Cup playoffs if the Blackhawks qualify. On 12-18, also rookie forward Frank Vatrano had the first hat trick of his NHL career to help the Boston Bruins sweep their home-and-home series with the Pittsburgh Penguins and improve to 10-1-3 in their past 14 games. And going into the road ahead for the Washington Capitals, tomorrow, 12-20 at 7 p.m., they will be at the New York Rangers, who are currently 9-11-4 with 42 points. And at 7 p.m. on 12-21, they will be at the Carolina Hurricanes, who are 12-15-5 with 29 points. So two big division games for the Capitals, one with the New York Rangers, who are currently 6 points behind the Washington Capitals in the standings in the Metro Division. And then you have the Carolina Hurricanes, who are currently 7th in the division, who always give the Capitals a good fight every game. So those are the two big games that the Washington Capitals need to take seriously and play hard in if they want to continue this stride that they're on right now. And with that, I just want to say thank you for listening to the Experience Hockey Talk. You can follow on Twitter at Experience Hockey or on Facebook at facebook.com/Experience Hockey Talk. This has been the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for the Serious Hockey Fans. I'm Michael Lindemann, and we have been brought to you by the Till to Kill Frederick, the Till Kill Pub and Eatery, located at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland, comes to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Till to Kill Girls. For more information on Till to Kill Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And with that, I will see you all on the ice.